As a parent or teacher, these are four fun and easy ways to help your child or your student with number writing, especially over the summer. Hello, and welcome to Making Number Sense Make Sense, a podcast for elementary teachers, specifically early elementary teachers, looking to really make an impact in the number sense of their students.
For each of these ideas for number writing, the overarching activity is the same. What's changing is the medium or the sensory input that kids are getting. So for all of these activities, you could do something like roll a dice, and then the student or child would write the number, or pick a card. Or you can ask them something like, what's 3 plus 4? And then they will show you the answer with these number writing activities. The first one is water painting. So on days where it's really hot, these are perfect, especially for the summer. All you need for this activity is a cup and a paintbrush of some sort, which you can easily get at the dollar store. So like I mentioned before, you could say, write the number 6, or they would pick a number or roll a dice and then write in quotation marks because they're using the water to paint the number that you're talking about. And the thing about painting versus writing with a pencil is it's the same kind of motion, but it just feels a little different. It feels a little new, which is good for engaging your child or student in this kind of activity. And the best part is there's really no mess. Once the water paint dries, you're good to go. The next idea is sand writing. Beyond holding a paintbrush or a pencil, using their actual fingers to trace something or write something can be great sensory feedback for kids and creates different kinds of neural pathways for students to be able to learn how to write numbers. For all of these, you're going to be wanting to just be looking in on the formation of the numbers, the way that they're making them. So like they're starting from the top and not the bottom. But in sand writing, similar to what I said before, pick a number, roll a number, and then they're using their finger to write that number into the sand. Not only is sand a super fun way to do this kind of activity, but it supports fine motor skills, enhances sensory input, and it can be relaxing to have your fingers in the sand. Now, with that being said, some students may not like the feeling, so you're really just going to have to see if it's something that your child likes or doesn't like. The next idea, so we're on idea number 3, is gel writing. So what is gel writing? You put hair gel or some other kind of gel into a plastic bag to make it fun. You can put some food coloring in there as well, and then close it and tape it. And prevent any other leaks, you put that taped bag into another one so there's less chance of a nail or something catching and then the gel with food coloring going everywhere. Just like with the previous examples, you would roll a dice, pick a card, tell them a number that you want them to write, and they would practice writing it with their finger again, but in the gel. And the gel can be a little bit harder for them to do. There's a little more resistance when they're trying to write a number with gel, but that's good. It really helps build their fine motor skills. And if you're not wanting to roll a dice or pick a card, you could write down the numbers pretty big, I would say, so that they can really get the idea of what the numbers look like on a piece of paper and put that underneath the gel. So they have kind of a picture of what those numbers should look like, and then they're tracing on top of it through the gel, but they're not actually getting any gel on their fingers because you put 2 bags in with that gel, so there's no leaks. And for this last idea, if you're wanting something that's no prep for you, you can do inside something kind of more similar to what you're used to seeing, you can always use a number tracing workbook. The benefit of a number tracing workbook is usually they'll have some kind of visual cues to help your children or help students with the proper formation of these numbers, because it's easier to teach them how to write things correctly the first time than having to reteach them how to write something if they've learned it incorrectly. A workbook can be great as just something to do really quickly, maybe once a day, just to get a little bit of practice and repetition. And to spice it up, you might try a workbook that has some kind of different element in it. Like maybe beyond just tracing, they have to find numbers in a maze or find them in a field of other numbers or have a little bit of coloring, something else to really engage them so it doesn't get repetitive and like they're just writing lines. They're actually getting to do something a little more interactive with that workbook. So to recap, the ideas for these number writing activities at home would be to use water paint, which is just water and a paintbrush, sand writing, gel writing, or a workbook that has a little something extra so it's just not your average workbook. If you've enjoyed the ideas I've shared today or previous ideas in the podcast, make sure to scroll down and leave a 5-star review and let everyone else know what you thought, and I will talk to you next time.